When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These guys are ridiculous! These guys are ridiculous!
Now, how about them damn Celtics?
And we are back with another episode of How About Them Celtics. Sam and I here recording Saturday, April 27th, after the Celtics Game 3 win over the Miami Heat. Went on the road, got the job done, bounced back after a tough Game 2 loss, and really corrected most of the issues that they had going in Game 2. It was a great game from pretty much everybody in pretty much all aspects of the game. There were a couple of rough periods for certain players. Tatum didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but he had 11 rebounds and 6 assists. Jaylen Brown had a stretch early in the game where he was taking some tough shots, but he finished 11-20. Kristaps Porzingis bounced back in a big way, 5-9, 3-5, 5-6. Derek White had a huge stretch, and he didn't shoot particularly well from three, but he had a great game. Jrue Holiday, same for him. Didn't take a shot in the first half, but his defense and everything was phenomenal. Just a great game all around from the Celtics, earning a 104-84 win. Defense locked in, held the Heat to 84, and the Heat, who made 23 threes in Game 2, were held to 9 of 28 in this one. So that's a pretty big and successful change for the Celtics from game to game.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for clarifying that it's after the game, because the crowd looks the same as it did during the game. Empty.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case. Yeah, thank you. Overall, I think this is like the epitome of what a Celtics win should look like. You had several players, four, score over 15 points. The distribution of the scoring was so well balanced that it really never felt like they were going to get stuck, and they did a tremendous job, to their credit, of not ever getting stuck. They had a good defensive game overall. First quarter was good defensively. Offense could have been a lot better to start this one. They only gave up 12 points in the first, yet we're only up 9 heading into the second, and we were all on the playback like, probably should be up a little bit more. I personally was a bit nervous, just because I was like, well, when the shots start going in, it's going to be trouble. But to Boston's credit, everybody showed up. Everybody had a stretch. They all had a moment. Jason Tatum, 6 of 16, but it didn't feel like he was 6 of 16. Felt like Tatum really had a great game, where in the second quarter in particular, he just took over. Like, if you told me that this was his box score and I didn't have it in front of me, I would probably not believe you. I actually think I did go pull up the box score when you were like, he didn't have a great shooting night. I'm like, wait, what? He didn't?
Yeah.
I thought he did.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I just love the game that we saw from him. We saw Kristaps have the opening stretch, which was the best counterpunch to an awful game that I think we've seen in quite some time. Jaylen had a takeover stretch, and Derek White was huge when they were building up the lead too. Like, this is an excellent game from the Celtics. Everybody put their hand in. Everybody got in on the fun, and this is how this team should be playing. They are too talented to play any other way. Of course, there are going to be moments when the going gets tough and you have to lean on the stronger players. But man, just the sheer dominance across the board. Excellent work, fellas.
Yeah, Tatum's second quarter was 3-6 in the field, 2-4 from beyond the arc. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. No turnovers. He was awesome. Celtics only turned the ball over 6 times in this game, which was really good as well. But just their offense was just a completely different beast in this game than the last one. They still only took 37 threes, which isn't a lot for them. They only made 11. They didn't shoot very well. But they crashed glass. They had 10 offensive rebounds. They got in transition. I'm pretty sure they had 24 points off turnovers to the Heat's 4 points off turnovers. So that helped them. They played with pace. They played a style of offense that suits them. They didn't sort of dive in or fall victim to the Heat trying to goad them into playing a different style. Derek White had a big stretch. He did the super cool celebration where he did the three. Everybody just kind of played their game, and it worked really well, and they were able to pick apart a Heat defense, Heat defense that is pretty good for as bad as this team may look on paper. Like, if they're going to be good at anything, they're going to defend, because they have Eric Spoelstra. Yes. And they have a lot of good defenders. But the Celtics made them I mean, actually, they scored 104 points. But the Celtics offense, that said, was significantly better, I think, in terms of its process than what it looked like a couple of nights ago. But this game was one of the defensive end, like we mentioned. Bam Adebayo, 8 of 18. Tyler Hero, 5 of 16. Nikola Jovic, 5 of 11, which actually isn't that bad. But Jaime Jaquez, 5 of 13. And then the Heat just couldn't make a three to save themselves. This was the defensive game that you want. And Cale Martin, four shots. It's big. That's huge. They just did. He did. Great job of chasing the Heat off the three-point line. They did a great job of playing. There was this thing they did, well, that they were able to do because Bam isn't a shooter, so they would just have Kristaps help over and then go into rotations, and it worked really well because, I mean, if your goal is to chase them off the three-point line a little bit more effectively and Bam's just sitting there in the dunker spot, you can just chase him into Kristaps. Who would have said that after the game? So it worked out. It's great defense. Like you said, this is kind of how you want to win games in the playoffs. This is how you win games in the playoffs. So credit to them.
This was the best possible game. Like, from the jump, they really came out with a purpose. It was a little shaky through the first minute and a half, but then they started scoring. They didn't give up baskets, and then they built the lead and never gave it back. I think the closest it got was 19. What a fantastic, like, afternoon of basketball. Thank you, Celtics. This is exactly how I would have drew it up. I don't even think I hit the 80s on the heart monitor today. Easy.
Relaxing day.
I want to talk about Porzingis. We talked a little bit about the defensive adjustments that Mazzulla made, but his individual defense on Bam, excellent today. Bam was so obviously in his head about trying to score on Porzingis. They got chippy at points of this game. There was one possession in particular where they kind of got in a shoving match while Porzingis was trying to set some screens. And I thought they were going to get a double technical. They did not. But he did a really great job of making Bam uncomfortable at the rim. There was one that Bam got Porzingis literally underneath the basket. He could have just went up and dunked. And he missed the shot because Porzingis was just there. He was in his head. And Bam was obviously trying to make a statement, and it wasn't working. None of the mid-ranges that went in on Wednesday went in today for Bam. It was a rough shooting day. I was just so impressed overall with the team's defense. And this is a prime example of controlling the controllable. Did you have a great offensive day? Kind of, but not really. It overall did not look like bad offense because there weren't very many times that you needed a basket.
Process good, results bad. Effectively.
Yeah. But, like, even then, like, how many times this game were you like, I think they should get a basket, like, they need a basket, and then they didn't get it? Like, when it got tough, when the snowball started to roll for Miami a bit, the Celtics did a great job of, like, just cutting it, getting it done, making baskets when they needed them in the clutch moments that aren't necessarily the clutch points on the, you know, NBA's tracking. They did they hit. They made all the big ones, and that's huge. And the defense did its job, made everything hard on Miami. I can't tell you that many easy shots Miami got. Jovic made three threes today. I don't really think any of them were easy. Maybe one was wide open. The closeouts were considerably better. They were making a concerted effort to, like, just go full force, whether it was not leaving guys or if they did, they were flying out. They were not half-heartedly going up there with their hand up. No. They were jumping and getting those guys uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic defensive game from the Celtics. They improved on a lot of things that were wrong. They looked way more in control of this game. And that's how this series should go for them. This is what a good team does.
Yeah, I mean, Joe after the game sort of denied the notion that they made adjustments. He was asked about, like, adjustments holding him off the three-point line. I think Bobby Manning asked him, and he said, yeah, I mean, that word, it's just such a trigger word this time of year. We didn't make too many adjustments. We just played a little bit harder. We played tougher. We dictated the physicality and the tempo of the game, and it's the simple things that you have to do under a higher level of stress, higher level of adversity. So I thought our guys did a great job of dictating that today. Now, to a degree, I actually kind of agree with him. It felt like they were playing a similar style of basketball, but they were rotating quicker. They were beating the Heat to their spots better, and they were chasing them off the three-point line with more effectiveness. Like the one Nikola Jovic three you were talking about was because they didn't close out. It was in the corner, and I figured if it was Tatum or Jaylen Brown, he was like, "Ah, damn!" Like he didn't need to help. He didn't need to sink into the paint. And he got an open three in the corner. Nikola Jovic did. Then there were other ones where they stunted and recovered. And I feel like that was kind of supposed to be the game plan the whole time. It was just a lot of laziness on whatever day game two, Thursday. Was it Thursday?
Wednesday.
Was that Wednesday? Jesus Christ. On Wednesday. And I feel like it was a lot of laziness, and that laziness extrapolated into the Heat getting hot and seeing stuff go in. And then what happened. I do think there was adjustments of when and where to help versus when and where to stay, switching more. They switched a lot more in this game from what I remember, from what I see.
And it worked.
And it worked well. Peyton Pritchard did a great job of trailing Tyler Hero off screens, contesting from behind, making him uncomfortable. Everyone did. Drew was fucking awesome in this game. He didn't take a single shot in the first half, but he had five assists. Not even, he had zero rebounds, 0 points, zero field goal attempts, five assists, team high plus 26. And it's because he was dishing the ball well, playing as a connector, and just fucking locking up on defense. And that's what you want Drew to be. I think it was Jake Eisenberg tweet, Rondo Drew better than everything else, like over. that's what we need. So shout out, what'd you say?
That's what I was
saying. Oh, did he steal it? Oh. Yeah, yoinked, buddy.
I've been getting yoinked all over. These fuckers on Twitter love the fucking veer step foul baiting tweet. They keep stealing it.
They do. But it just, like, you could tell the Celtics played with more purpose, more intensity in this game, and that was the difference. And maybe the lesson to be learned is just do that every time.
Just like, try. Maybe plain and simple. Biggest adjustment of all time. Try
harder. Huge, play with more purpose.
Huge game changer.
Crazy.
Actually put an effort on defense, close out. To your point, I think the switching was great. Porzingis was somebody that they actively tried not to switch in game two.
Yes.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch all the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. One of our favorite picks here at the How About Them Celtics podcast is the Drew Holiday blocks. It's usually 0.5. He just needs more than 0.5 blocks. That means one Drew Holiday block. And that pick is in the bag. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
He was fine.
They didn't switch him. They didn't switch him a lot in this game. They did sometimes. They didn't switch him every time.
He found himself on Hero a couple times, especially early in the game. And he
did all right.
He stood his ground. He didn't give up baskets. He made things difficult on him. It's fine. Let him do it. One thing I would like to see going forward, if you're going to blow up Miami, do it so you can get the guys off the floor. I don't really need to see more Porzingis versus Bam than is absolutely necessary. I don't need Porzingis absorbing his clumsiness and aggression.
Speaking of the late game, get the guys out annoyance, that motherfucker Patty Mills is going to get minutes next game. You know he is.
Playback stream. So point that was raised to me was DeLon Wright is out. He's getting minutes now. And also low-key, maybe we all want Patty Mills to play because he's a little boy.
Yes, but he's a little boy who draws foul calls and who gets people like to be annoyed. You saw he did it to Jalen. He got under his skin, Jalen offensive foul. Like I have a feeling we're gonna see some very annoying Patty Mills minutes on Monday. But
Drew post up on Patty Mills. Terrible. How do you have Patty Mills on you? And end up shooting a shot over the backboard.
Oh my god, you're gonna kill people's ears. Jesus Christ.
I can never kill people. Sorry.
You're going to murder people.
Sorry. I can never tell how loud it actually is. I don't know. Because sometimes
you screaming as loud as you can. How can you not tell how loud that is, brother? What?
I'm still getting there.
I feel like the Patty Mills is. It's been 5 years. You mean you'll master it? I feel like Patty Mills rides the line of what we saw from Tyler Hero in game two, where it's just like the Celtics are too eager to hunt the mismatch. They take a dumb shot. And again, this is just like it's Patty Mills. Like they'll find a way to beat him. It's fine. Like it's not the end of the world. I'm just preparing the listeners, preparing myself, because I feel like Patty Mills is going to play on Sunday or Monday and it's going to be annoying. So that's my
make him work. Make him work on defense. That's the best solution to all of it. Thoughts on Luke?
No,
I know he's a -6 in the box score, but I thought he was like fine.
He was fine, but that's it. Like he wasn't like. I don't think it reached the level of what our standard is for him. I don't think it reached the level of you don't notice him. Like I think it was just a little awkward. I think. He was all right, but I felt like he just couldn't find his spots. And maybe this is just because it was his first game back. But it almost just felt like he was a little bit out of rhythm with what they were doing. And he didn't come back after his initial stretch, right? He played like 3 minutes.
Only 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Pritchard and Horford. Fine, but... Sneaky, good. Like MVP great. Level play in this game, both of them. Pritchard in particular was huge in the stretch where they built the lead. He had a pair of offensive rebounds. I think he put both of them back up for baskets. The second one that he put back up was unbelievable. We were all going nuts on playback. He is such a dog.
Did you see his flex?
I didn't see the flex, but I did see him get a little bit chippy with Caleb Martin there.
Yeah.
And that's like even better.
He like screamed and flexed to the bench and the entire Celtics bench just got up and was like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a flex, but I was on the stream. I was like, he's talking his shit to the bench.
Yeah. He did
Pritchard. I mentioned this on playback. Is he the crazy crash dummy Neesmith guy on this team?
Yeah, sneaky? Definitely. Yeah, absolutely he is. Yeah, that's absolutely what it is. It's great. Dude, that motherfucker gets rebounds that he has no business getting. Like it's Andrew Nembhard in the Pacers game. Like that's what Pritchard does. It's crazy.
Listen, man, give me all the Pritchard offensive rebounds because – if he's able to give you like marginal stuff like that on top of being able to be a creator on offense and knock down threes and make tough shots, do you know how luxurious that is to have off your bench?
Yeah, it's huge. And then Horford, like you said, he was awesome too. He did everything for this team. He made some shots. He played great defense.
To strap up.
A couple offensive rebounds too. He was really good. You need that from him. And best part of it all for him, he only had to play 22 minutes, which is... good. Very good moving forward. Keep those
really low. Everybody but Tatum didn't have to play any minutes today. Jaylen only 33.
Drew played 34. Drew got up there a little bit, but I don't think Derek White played enough. I think by the time that his minute stint was up, like by the time he naturally would have come in, the game was kind of over, so they just kind of set him down. But he was really good in this game, and he obviously didn't shoot the three ball particularly well. He made a couple big ones, but he shot 2 of 7 overall. But I thought having Derek White in there as a, I don't know, like a
he was pace, a little wound up.
A pace calmer, like a Derek White felt like he got in there, and there was a stretch. I can't remember if it was, I think it was second or early third, where he just like brought the ball up every single possession and they just got a good look every time. Like he was controlling the offense. Just like Derek White, boom, boom, boom. It was great.
More of that, please.
I thought Derek was, Derek White was really good when they let him play in that point guard role. And so I'd like to see more of that. But that said, Tatum did a good job in the role too. He made the right plays. He did the right things. The Heat showed a little bit of that double team again that they had in game one and they read it and they played well out of it. Tyler Hero, if you're so mad you're throwing the ball at Sam Hauser, get a grip, brother. Come on, man. What?
Hates white guys.
That's crazy. He's Sam Hauser thought the tech was on him. I thought the tech was on Sam Hauser because they like point the red at him. And Sam was like, me? Like, what do you mean? but yeah, it was a good game. Very good.
That's hate to need. See that from Tyler Hero. 5-16.
Very tough. Do we miss anything? I think we covered it all. Covered Hauser was fine in this game. He didn't make his threes, but he was just whatever. He was there. He helps space the floor. Patty must play the entire fourth quarter. Wow. Well, I just see like 12-0-0. Hero, they shut down the Hero at a bio pick and roll. That was a big thing in game two, and they would shit said, nah, like, you're not getting that anymore. See you later. We're gonna take that away, and we're gonna take the threes away. They went from taking neither away to taking everything away. I mean,
it's
these
crazy
motherfuckers had
when they try
12 points in the first quarter, and again, just like it takes a healthy mix of great shot making and bad defense to shoot 55% from three in a game, it takes a healthy mix of missing shots and great defense to hold a team to 12 points in an NBA quarter. But the Celtics did their end of the bargain, and the Heat did theirs as well. So that was fun to watch. And yeah, man, this was really great. Adebayo took a three.
Yeah, it was a brick. I think it was at the end of a quarter or half.
Okay, I see. I was like, what?
We thought it was going to bank in.
End of the third, yeah. Oh, it did almost bank in. You know what's super weird? So I, watching all these clips, like, in real time and watching stuff pop up on the feed, our seats were up that way behind me. But when we're at the Garden, our seats are on the other side. So when we're at the Garden, we're watching the game from the view you see on TV, but we're watching it the opposite. And so I got really thrown off when I saw clips. I was like, wait, I thought that was on the other side. But it's because, you know what I'm saying?
Imagine if they had like a symmetrical logo too. Like at least like if you're like looking at the Heat logo, you're like, well, it might be upside down.
And the word, I mean, it says Kaseya Center right on the, it was just like disorienting. Like I knew what was what and what was happening. It was just like the first clip I saw, I was like, wait a second. And then it clicked. I will say the Heat seating is very cool. Like the little orange, like wave they have going throughout the red is very sick. So credit to them for that.
Except it makes it look like it's so obvious when no one is there.
Well, it doesn't help when they put white shirts in all the seats and they're still on the fucking seats halfway through the game.
Did you find any white shirts?
No, I think they took them all. Yeah, they're cleaning shit up. I think they're all gone. Sorry, prop.
It's tragic.
If I see one, I'll grab one for prop, but I don't. I think they yoinked them all as soon as the game ended because I see nothing. Tough. What? What are you laughing at?
It's just so funny. Like you're like, they just fucking took all of them.
They did, dude.
I bet they did. They ran in there and they said nobody.
Yeah.
Fuck them all media up. Members.
Well, media members probably Tyler shouldn't Heroes be. No. No, I didn't.
I'm gonna share screen.
Well, they probably don't want the media members taking the shirts. It's probably not the point of that. I feel like it's maybe frowned upon for a media member to take a shirt, but for a friend, I would. But I don't think,
I think the media members get a bad rap.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He looks like Vector.
He's literally the most easy guy ever to hate.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
The guy from Despicable Me.
Vector! Yeah. Except the hat is his hair and it's orange. And look at this. Look at this motherfucker.
Yeah, I hate Tyler Hero.
Vector! That's all. Anyways, anything else?
Jimmy Butler. One, hair looks stupid. Two, he was really upset that people were saying the Celtics are good.
Who I saw, I forget who tweet it was. Fuck, I know the person whose tweet it was too. No. I know the person whose tweet it was because they tweeted like the Steph Curry thing. Like, this is like when those body counts said, but some people tried to tell me Steph Curry wasn't an elite shooter. And it's like, who said that? Like, and the context was Jimmy Butler's talking about after game two. And it was like, who was saying the Celtics were great after game two? Like, the whole narrative
Everyone
was they sucked.
Dead,
the whole narrative was they stink. Hello? I don't know. Whatever.
What a dog.
Cool. Good for Jimmy. Porzingis is a beast. He needed to step up in this game. He made all his threes.
Well, that was the thing. Like, it must have been such a relief for him because he's been somebody in the past that's painted as, like, a playoff no-show guy. Mm. And for him to have a great game one and then fall flat in game two, there's a little bit of pressure today to come out and ball, and he did. So big, big ups to him. Respect.
Definitely. All right. Let's get on out of here. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm exhausted. I need to go sleep and shit. Leave a like on the video. Make sure to subscribe. I forgot to say that at the start, but it is what it is. I'll let Sam wrap it up.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening and watching. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of our daily uploads. We're coming at you with something new every day at 5 a.m., whether it's pods Tuesday, Thursday, and typically Sunday. You're getting just the Game Recap Today pod came out yesterday, so go watch it because, like, nobody did. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple. If you follow us there, you'll get the pods and game recaps right to your feed. So you definitely want to do that. Leave a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it. You can find us via email, hbtcpod@gmail.com. I'm sure you have plenty to say after watching that today. So reach out to us with that or Ratless stuff. We love to hear from you guys. You can find us on socials at How About Them Seas, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, our Facebook, just the name of the podcast. You can follow us there for streams. They're on YouTube too and Twitter. Jack's Twitter is at Jack Simone NBA. Mine is at Sam LaFrance NBA. That's it for us. Bye.
Chaco's having some fun here.
That is bogus! These guys are ridiculous!